This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There right now, and welcome in the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs, Brett Veach. And I believe we've got, Brett, we've got you right here. You're on with Cody and Golden Kansas City. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. How are you? How's Indy? Does it is it kind of the same go around every year? Does it change at all for you?
Yeah, it's the same go around as every year. It's a lot of craziness to begin with, and we'll have a chance to get with our players' agents over the next few days, and then we'll kind of get right into the college aspect and getting to see the players work out and interview them. So it's exciting. I'm glad it's a few weeks after the Super Bowl because, as you guys know, I probably wouldn't want to be here right after that game, but now that I've flushed out of the system, excited again and looking forward to 2025 season, and it starts here with this offseason.
I think one of the biggest questions on Chiefs fans' minds are obviously in regards to the future of Travis Kelce. Have you guys been in touch? How does that process work, and do you have a sense of where that's leaning in terms of his retirement or not retiring?
Yeah, that's been the number one question here, and look, I think the way we're handling this is, you know, in terms of deadlines, I've been hearing that a lot. I don't think there's a deadline with a guy like Travis. You know, his communication with us after the season is that he was playing, and we look forward to having him back next season. If something does transpire in the next few months where something other than him playing pops up, then, you know, we'll deal with it. But I would say that where we sit right now, that Travis will be back next year, and again, looking forward to having him back.
So, can you have him back under the current contract? As far as, like, does it make business sense for you guys, or will you guys look to do something different with Travis's contract in order to make that fit better for the cap?
I think we're prepared to have him as is, and I think this is something that, you know, we've been going back and forth over the last. I guess we've had two and a half weeks now since the Super Bowl, and we've kind of gone through different scenarios, and we have different ways of creating space. But you know, as far as Travis's contract, I think you know, we're prepared to have it as is, and we'll work around it and see how it goes. But we have a few different plans, and again, this all will depend on the players and their availability and who we're able to get in free agency. But I think we have different sources to create room and kind of operate, and I think our goal is to just put ourselves in a position when the draft does come around that we can just sit there and stay true to the board and pick the best player available. And it'll be a unique challenge like every off season. And this is why the NFL is so great. And our challenge is we have a lot of high priced players and a lot of players that are number one in their position. And then, you know, we pick so far in the draft. So and we've been doing that for a few years, which is a good thing, but it's also makes it challenging every offseason show up some of those weekends. So, look, we have a couple different scenarios that we'll run through, but as far as the long-winded answer to your question about Travis, I think, you know, we'll carry him as is, and we have some different opportunities to create space with some different players.
I guess between that and the rumors that you guys are interested in bringing back Trey Smith, does the cap number going up as much as it did have a bigger impact on that? As in, like, well, it's a lot easier to carry Travis's number if the cap's going to go up that amount.
Well, I mean, listen, I think that was certainly helpful, right? you know, all offseason, Clark does a good job of giving us a number to work with, or I should say every summer as we go into to a year. We typically play on the conservative side. So I would say that in all of our models, in the weeks leading to that announcement, we were working off a 270 model. And so having that, I guess it's 277.1 that can get up to 280, was certainly a plus, and it will certainly help us in our pursuit of retaining our players. And as you mentioned, Cody, Trey would be at the top of that list, I'm sure.
We're talking to the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs, Brett Veach, here on Cody and Gold. We look back, and after that Bucs Super Bowl, everybody noticed there was a huge shift in how you guys approached that offseason, revamping the offensive line. Seeing how things went in the Super Bowl, there's an expectation, I think, or thought from some fans out there that, all right, what's the big shift, if there is one, to kind of address that again this go-around? Should that be something that Chiefs fans expect? It seems like you've always had a big move after maybe a loss like this.
Yeah, I think every offseason, I think when we just take a step back, and I would say most teams operate in a similar fashion. I think, you know, your first box you have to check is getting a quarterback, and certainly we're blessed that we have the best of the best there. And I think, you know, if you look back of what we've done over the years, I think it's always going to be offensive line and defensive line. And this goes back to, you know, signing Joe Tooney when he's a free agent, going after Trent Williams, getting Orlando Brown, Frank Clark, Chris Jones, even Mike Dana last year. I think we always are going to exhaust our resources on the fronts, and this will be no different. The Tampa Bay one was a little different in the fact that I think we kind of needed an entire offensive line. You know, I think more recently it's been just trying to get that left tackle position settled. But needless to say, I mean, that's a priority for us, and the defense line will be a priority for us. And I think that's kind of how we always operate it here. And it just gets more challenging the longer you go on and are winning, just because the resources are less in both money and you know, where you pick. So that's where the big challenges are, but looking forward to getting after it and hopefully come up with something creative and you know, solidifying both sides of the football there.
When you look at what the Hollywood Brown offered you guys last year, I think you'd mentioned in your press availability some interest in bringing him back. What would be appealing in bringing Hollywood Brown back, and what has he added to the offense if you're able to do something with him?
Well, yeah, certainly. And I think we were all excited. Never got to see what we wanted to see in early on in our time at St. Joe's, just the trio of Hollywood, Rashee, and Xavier. And we were kind of hoping they would grow into a dominant trio there. And Xavier did his part, and he came on strong at the end, much like Rashee did. But unfortunately, we never really got to see all three of those guys out there. And we did get Hollywood back late in the season, and Xavier did take that step up. But, you know, the reality of it is, and hopefully he's healthy, Rashee's our most gifted guy in terms of, I mean, he has a complete skill set. You know, he has more vertical ability than people think, but he's such a dominant player in that intermediate game. He's almost like a running back. And so if you added him with Xavier and Hollywood, you really get, you know, the entire skill set that you're looking for in regards to long game, intermediate game, and then the short game. And all three of those guys had elements of doing each one. Now, each guy does something a little bit different and unique, but certainly, you know, it'd be great to get Hollywood back here, and you know, we'll have communication with him. I mean, he actually has the same agent as Trey, so that will be a good conversation to have. And but I think if we can get those three guys back, that would be something that we'd be interested in, and hopefully we get to see all the things that we were excited about and Chiefs fans were excited about that never really came to be just because of the injury situation. But getting Rashee back and getting both those guys back, and then, as you mentioned, having Xavier take that step up late in the season, I think, you know, it would be a pretty cool trio to have.
Brett, you mentioned Rashee Rice there. Any indication on, and I don't know if you've had any conversations with the league on where that could be heading from, of course, availability or legal standpoint in terms of last offseason?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't, and as, I mean, the league's pretty consistent in how they handle this, and once it goes through the court system, which I'm sure it will at some point, they'll come in and they'll be in communication with us, and we'll deal with that, you know, when that time comes. I think on the positive side, you know, he had a really scary injury last year. The good news for us is that the ACL was intact, and that was that was really the best of a worst case scenario, right? And I've got to see him now the last few months, and even prior to the Super Bowl, he was in the facility, and he's probably ahead of where he needs to be in regards to the rehab. So I don't know if we'll see him in the off season, but I think our trainers feel really good about him, you know, starting camp and getting up to speed, and then whatever happens on the league side, we'll deal with. But we're certainly super positive about the health progress.
Speaking to Chiefs General Manager Brett Veach here on Cody and Gold, I know that like everyone's going to ask you about tackle and how to kind of solve that. I guess just from like a bigger picture perspective, can you find as an organization a long-term left tackle without moving up in a draft?
Well, I think it's like any position. I mean, there's always guys that you hit on late and that become really good players. I mean, Trey Smith was unique because of the health situation, and we got him in the sixth, but we've gotten guys like Legarius Sneed late and Isaiah Pacheco late. I mean, so yeah, I mean, there's always guys that I think over the years that get picked in the mid rounds or late rounds that go on to develop and have a great career. And again, I don't think we'll be scared to throw numbers at this. And I think the one thing that we want to do, if at all possible, is, you know, we work hard to put that board in place. And when we have a guy and we feel like, again, if we're picking at 31 or if we move up and pick a little higher, I mean, we want to be excited about a guy that like Xavier last year that we know can come in and play and produce right away. And ideally that would be at the left tackle. Sometimes the numbers don't work out the way you want them to, but there will be opportunities to draft and develop guys. And our coaching staff has done a great job of that on both sides of the football. So there's always guys in different pockets that we like and feel have upside. So again, I think that would probably go back to just throwing numbers at that position and feeling good about a prospect, whether that is a guy that if we're able to get one in the first round, plug in and play, or if we get a guy, feel good about the long-term upside.
How much of this offseason will be still trying to prep Kingsley Suamataia to maybe develop at left tackle?
I think that's a possibility. I do think that the coaches were really encouraged about his guard play. He had one game in there, but this is something that the public can't see, but in the practices leading up to the Super Bowl and the playoffs, I think you kind of saw the light turn on there. And in our individual and group work, you know, one of the things in our exit meeting that I talked to Coach Heck about was, I mean, he was really excited about the potential for Kingsley taking a next step up in his quality of play next year, but he thought he had a really, really big upside at guard too. So I think we'll have some flexibility with him. Not going to roll anything out with any of these guys in regards to position flex, but you know, he's a guy that potentially could transition to guard and be a long-term solution at guard.
Last one for you, Brett, then we'll let you go. We're talking to the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs, Brett Veach. Running back, we know this past year you had the injury, of course, with Pacheco. You guys were able to bring back in Kareem Hunt, and he provided you guys quite a bit throughout the season. Do you feel overall, though, as you head into next year, do you need to get more explosive at that position?
I think anytime you can get more, even at receiver, you know, if you have a chance to add a player that adds an explosive element to the game, I think you're always going to be interested in. And, you know, the running back position was unique last year with the injury and then Kareem coming in here and giving us a really big boost middle of the season. But the good thing is I think this draft is really, you know, the one position on the offensive side that I think it's deep is at the running back position. I think when you look at this draft board right now, I think defensive end is very deep and talented. Defensive tackle is deep and talented. I think the corners are above average in regards to numbers. Same thing with linebackers, probably a little lower than you want to be on the offensive line. And at quarterback, we don't have to worry about quarterback, which is a good thing. But the running back is good. I think it's much deeper than last year. So I think we'll have a chance to, as you mentioned, add potentially another dynamic element there out of the backfield.
Brett, really appreciate the time. We'll let you get back to it there in Indianapolis. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yep, you bet, guys. Thanks.